Hey, Zena, what's happening, bud?
Is this Wade now?
Yes, this is Wade.
It sure is.
Fantastic. No Limit Texas Hold'em Radio, one of the best radio stations on the internet.
Well, thank you very much, sir. And we got all kinds of neat stuff.
I like this guy, Wade.
You hadn't even talked to him hardly, and you like him already?
I already like him.
Zena,
battery operated.
Zena, this is my buddy Hal. Hal, this is Zena.
Hey, Zena, how are you, bud? Nice to meet you.
Yes, and I think if I remember right, Zena's at a game right now.
Yes, I am in seat. I am in seat three, and we are playing a 1-3 no limit. We have a full table of 10.
Yep.
Your seat open because I want to play now. Oh man.
We can make arrangements.
Well, come on, anytime. We'd love to have you.
Oh man.
That brings up a question. We're in Texas, and you're playing 1-3. How do you do that?
Well, we're in San Antonio, and we own Chips for Children. We're a foundation governed around charity. We raise money for charity. We don't charge any rate. It's all dues and donations, and we operate off the generosity of our members.
Very cool. How long you been running this?
We've been running the club for 17 years. We've been running Chips for Children for about 4.
Wow. Very, very cool. Very, very cool. I know we've talked a little bit off. I haven't gone down to San Antonio. I need to. It's only about a 2-hour drive to get down there. I haven't got down there for a game. Is there membership fees and dues and stuff, or how do you go about it? How do I go about it if I want to play down there?
You sign up online at alamocitypokerclub.com or Chips for Children Foundation. Once you sign up, you get invited out to the games. When you come out to the games, our dues are at the 1-3 or 240 a year. On up at the 2-5, 5-10 and the 10-20, we have everything up to 1500 a year. At that point, you can come and go as you please. We usually have everything set up really nicely. It's owned and ran by the members, and they can come and go as they please from the private clubs, from each one. We have 14 local locations.
Wow, 14 locations. It's amazing.
Wow, I'm trying to... what is the website again?
Alamo City
Alamo
Poker Club.
AlamoCityPokerClub.com.
Yep, and I've got that put... I put that into the chat. So we can check
Very
everything
cool.
that's in there. Yep, Alamo City Poker Club. And it sounds like y'all play just about all kinds of levels. I mean, good God, from 1-3 up to 10-20?
10-20, yes, sir. We have a game out at the Dominion that's a 10-20 game.
I know where the Dominion's at. I definitely know where the Dominion's at. I lived in down there when they built it. When they built the Dominion.
Boy, big now.
Yeah, well, it was overlooking a trailer. It was funny when they first built it. It was overlooking a trailer park, and I don't know if the trailer park's still there or not. But the folks that bought all those million-dollar houses and mansions out there were kind of, we don't want to see this at our front door. It was kind of rough. Well, how did you get into poker?
You know, my mom, when she was sick with cancer, we were playing online, and so she and I would get online together, and we'd play at the same tables if we could get to the same table together, and she trained me online, and as she was passing from cancer, and then as I continued my poker career, my son was raised in poker, and we started running games out of our house, and the house wasn't big enough, so... We bought another house and put a poker game in the house and sold the house for a profit and realized we had a business.
Wow. Very, very cool. Very, very cool. I got to get down there. I also, now you all do tournaments also.
We do. We do a lot of free rolls. We do a $110 tournament every Sunday. We have various different levels of tournaments according to our fundraising event. We do a lot of fundraising events with places like the American Heart Association, American Cancer Association. We've worked with the Buyer Boys. We've worked with the Ronald McDonald House, Roy Moss, and several other small churches.
very cool.
That is very cool. That is very, very cool. And God, you've been doing it for this long. I can't. I got to get down there.
Time with the taser. We have a standing joke that anybody that wants to be tased, it's a $200. We'll pay you $200 to get tased. So we videotape that, and it's just another side thing that we do. So every once in a while, we'll get a bet going, a side bet, and the loser gets tased, and we just have a good time in our club. Our clubs, you know, we've got a lot of really good guys, a lot of gentlemen that are family men that need a break from the house. They come out, they play some poker, they hang out. We have a good time every week. Lots of entertainment, and we only allow buttholes once. Anytime somebody's here and they're not nice, they only come one time.
That's my kind of door.
That's your
kind of
place.
Yeah. Well, I wanted to take you down there, and I'll pay the $200 to see you get tased.
No, that will not happen. That will not happen. I'll pay the $200 not to get tased.
Well, that'd be a lot of money raised.
Let me tase you.
We will raise a lot of money that night.
Wow.
Now, how do you become a member? I mean, do you go to the website, or I mean, how do
you
go
to the website?
I was just reading online.
Go to the website, fill out that simple form, and then that gets forwarded over to one of our hosts. At that point, one of our hosts invites you out to one of our games, and when you come out, you become a member, and you get a membership card, and you're able to come and go as you please.
Very
it's a real
cool.
simple process.
Very, very cool. Yeah, you made it really simple. And I mean, we're in Texas. So in Texas, you know, they say, hey, it's illegal to play poker. It's not. You just have to follow certain requirements in order to do that.
What's illegal is taking a part of the pot or forcing a door fee or that type of thing. That's what makes it illegal.
Right.
Playing poker is not illegal in Texas.
No. No, it is not illegal. It's the rake.
Nor should it be.
I mean, we can have a $10,000 buy-in tournament right here, Hal. Completely legal.
That would be very cool.
Yep, totally legal, as long as we don't take a rake.
I'm buying in.
You're buying in?
If both of you are playing, I'm buying into that $10,000 tournament right there in your studio.
Well, thank you.
I feel a challenge, Wade.
Well, I just was getting ready to tell Zena thank you for the donation.
Oh, I love to donate, but you got to come get my donation.
Oh, I will. It we have an interesting kind of setup between Hal and I. Hal's more of a cash player. I'm more of a tournament player. So we kind of help each other and train each other on how to do this stuff.
Yep. You know, that's actually a good team. My son and I, he owns InTownPoker.com. He and I go around and we play poker and we play poker together at the tables. And, you know, I'm a better tournament player than he is. And me playing the tournaments, him playing the cash games. And when you're on the road, it really works out when you've got a team like that. We went to Colorado for a week, stayed at Black Hawk. And we did so well, we ended up staying 3 weeks just because of poker. The lifestyle of poker really gives you a lot of leeway, just due to the fact that you can earn a lot of money while you're on vacation.
Yep. Well, Hal and I got a spot out in Vegas, and when I go out there, I sit down at a 1-2 table. The first night I arrive, I sit down at a 1-2 table and make all the money that I need to pay for the trip. I'll pay for my airfare, hotels, and all that in about a 5 to 6 hour session. You just got to know the places to play.
Pretty good at that. My son does that a lot. He'll go and sit at the poker table and just pay back whatever trip we're on. We went on last January. We were gone for almost 40 days on a poker tour, and we did really good. Every other day we were taking just 200 to 1500 and stop, 200 to 1500 and stop. And the process worked out really well, and it kept us spearfishing all along South Florida.
Kept us spearfishing the whole way. That'll work. Well, I need to get back out to Vegas. Do you ever go out for the WSOP? You and boy?
We do. I was out there last year. I was out in the first day. I got to the point to where I either had to do something with the chips that I had. I wasn't going to come back and battle a whole new day with what little bit I had, so I had to make a move, and at the end of the first day, I made a move, and I didn't win.
Now, did you play? What's your game of choice? Is Hold'em your game of choice, or do you prefer to play Omaha or one of the other games?
No Limit Texas Hold'em the whole way. I can't play Limit. I'm not very good at it. I can do Pineapple and do a little Razz, but I prefer No Limit Texas Hold'em.
Gotcha.
Now, at your club, do you have offer other games, or is it just Texas Hold'em?
We don't. We offer only No Limit Texas Hold'em. We don't have a large demand for anything else.
Well, that's cool.
It's hard to, if you start running, Omaha games on a regular basis, people get broke real quick. So the players aren't there. That is such a gambling game. It's just crazy how much gamble there is in an Omaha game.
There is, and they're very fast. We've tried them before, but the games only last a short period of time. Mm-hmm. They don't last very long unless you get a game in somewhere like the Dominion.
where people got deep pockets.
That's right. It's true. It is. And limit games are good, but a lot of people don't know how to play limit games.
Well, limit game is so much of a math. It's so much math. There's a finite, it's a large finite, but there's finite actions that you can take care of in limit. So it's very much a math game. And you can't chase people out of a pot in a limit game.
It's true. You can't. You're gonna have to know the odds and the stats of the rest of the cards, how many's playing. You really have to know your business when it comes to limit, and especially if you're playing high stakes limit poker.
Yeah, a 10-20 game that can go real quick.
Really,
really fast.
It's amazing. Even though it's limit, it's amazing how quick the stacks go down.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Yeah, they go down real fast. Well, you've got so many cards to work with, so much action. People start flinging stuff out there after the flop. We saw some games that some of the pros were playing, I guess just as a way to their gambling. Chowaha and Binglaha. And Chowaha is Omaha where they have three flops. Yeah, Chowaha is Omaha with three flops. You get to choose which flop you want to work with in your hand. And then Binglaha... it's a regular Omaha. After the flop, is you make your bet on your whole cards, you make your bet on the flop. After the flop, they roll a dice. If it's 4, 5, 6, you're playing Omaha high. If it's 1, 2, 3, you're playing high low.
That's too much. I can't keep up. I don't even try to claim to have the brain that will do that game. I can't do it.
Yeah, that sounds pretty
Oh, I watched. Weird. These were like Gavin Smith, those kind of guys, Todd Brunson, yeah. Gavin Smith, those guys would all get together and sit down, and they came over to the broadcast booth when I was in Binion's and asked me if they could borrow a dice for the card game, because I had some big display dice, and I was just kind of, sure, what the hell you need a dice for a card game?
You're like, what are you talking about?
Well, do you do anything else besides poker, Cena? Do you play blackjack or any of that stuff?
You know, I don't. I'll do some craps. When I'm way ahead, I'll go over and play a little craps. I used to deal blackjack at the Gold Coast in Las Vegas. And,
oh, cool.
And I've dealt a couple other games. And I just, I'm a poker guy. I don't like to gamble. I like to game. And poker's about gaming, not gambling.
Right.
And that's
there
what I'm
go.
Into.
There you go.
Yep.
And that's what's important, is the fact that I'm playing other people that are at the same level, or even if they're better than me, I'm still playing the people, I'm not playing the house.
Right.
And that's the difference between a gambler and a gamer.
Yep. Yep.
You hit it right on the head, and that's what Wade and I always talk about.
I agree. Have you guys ever played in a house? Okay, so in Blackhawk, they had an 80+ $1,000 bad beat jackpot. So it's a small room. It's got about 15, 16 tables at the Ameristar there. And you go in, and each night after 30 days, they start dropping the hands. They started aces over queens, and then they drop down. And this bad beat jackpot got all the way down to aces over sixes. And those aces over sixes were the bad beat.
Wow.
And it was at 90-something dollars while we were there.
Oh, my God.
But when you go into a card room that has that going on, when you go into a card room that has that going on, what happens is the game isn't true. You don't have a true game. Everybody's seeing flops. Everybody's talking. Everybody's giving signs. Everybody's doing things that make them want to see flops and want to get to those straight flushes, want to get to those high cards. And it's a completely stagnant room. The room has gone stagnant. It's no longer a poker game.
Wow.
Yep, you are spot on.
Well, Brian's talking about in chat, telling him I have seen the bad beat jackpot over $300,000 at the Amerstar in Blackhawk.
Wow.
Yeah. And in rooms like that, everybody wants to go play because they might hit the bad beat, but you're not playing poker during those times. No. You're not getting true play when the room is that thick with the energies of wanting to win a bad beat jackpot.
Now, you're 100% right. 100% right.
Now, in the club, do y'all do any bad beats or high hands or draw?
No. Pots. We'll do a bad beat. If somebody takes a bad beat, we'll give them $100 to buy them back in. I mean, we do that out of courtesy of our members.
That's very cool. I know how. Wasn't it last week?
So at least Wade will at least make $100 a night.
Yeah. Didn't you go chasing a bad beat last week, Hal?
Well, that's what I was going to say. There was one casino in Vegas I was in Vegas last week. And I got a phone call from someone, hey, come over to this casino because their bad beat was around 90,000. And you just hit it on the head because everyone flocked over to that casino and the play was just horrible. It wasn't poker. And it ended up hitting that weekend. I wasn't there when it hit, but it did hit.
Well, you didn't.
You know, but
I saw the pictures of the table tilting where you were playing over at our secret location.
That was over at the Nugget. But the bad beat was over at Orleans.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it is a truly different play. And you know another thing, if you've ever gone to Colorado with the $100 max bet, you know they don't allow over $100 bet at a time in Colorado in any part of the state. And it's just their rule, but they do have the no limit Texas Hold'em. Now at 1-2, that's an easy game and it's a pretty fair and true game because it's 1-2. But Les Paul and I sat down at a 2-5 game with a $100 max bet.
That would get boring.
Oh, so it was a 100 max. That's
everybody
how Florida
was in.
Used to.
Well, yeah, you get that kind of stuff at a 2-5 game, you can't get anybody out of a pot.
You couldn't bet.
Yeah.
No, it's ridiculous because now you're playing almost limit. Now you're playing the cards all the way to the end. You're not just playing. Everybody's going to call you at the 2-5 for a $100 max bet.
Sure.
No, I hate that. I don't like that game at all.
Yeah, sure. Well,
one of our listeners saying it's $150 in Arizona.
Well, they've got limit states all over. Pogo Stick says Minnesota is. I mean, Florida used to be that way. A lot of the states
That's
have done
horrible.
Stuff.
That's where is horrible.
It? Iowa or Idaho, where they don't do rake, they do seat charges, time charges for seats. There's no rake on the table, but they charge you like $15 every half hour to sit at the table. So
we refused to do that, and we were going to go into their seat fee charges and all that. We were going to, you know, come into this new way that they've got going through the state, some of these card rooms have like that. But here's the problem. You've got a guy that's taking a beating, and he's down $600-$700 on a 1-3 game, and he's just getting beat left and right. He's down to $45-$50, and then you want to go hit him up for $15? Not very nice.
No, yeah, it's not.
Not very nice.
It's not very nice. It's very realistic. Well, Bud, I appreciate you coming on the air with us. Folks, if you ever come down to San Antonio, definitely get in touch with us. We'll get you hooked up so you can go over and meet Zena and sit in at one of the games and stuff, become a member over there. I'm going to see about doing that. And the next time, maybe early next year, we can have you back on the air again, Bud.
You know, I'm here for you anytime. And any of your listeners, any of them want to become a free member, I'll give them 6 months free, have them sign up tonight, and I'll put them into a free roll next week. If they're in the area and they want to play, I'll put them into a $500 free roll just for signing up tonight or tomorrow.
Y'all hear that, folks? Go over to AlamoCityPokerClub.com. Get signed up, and you can get into a $500 free roll this weekend. Hal will probably fly out here for that.
I was just about to say I'm ready to fly out if I wasn't going on a cruise tomorrow. Damn.
Oh, well, I might have to see about going down there this Sunday.
I think Wade will,
We'll put you up. Either one of you, we'll put you up. Forget the cruise. Just cancel that. You'll make plenty of money here. Come on out.
I've been trying to get him off those cruises forever because all he does is eat when he gets out there.
you know, those filters aren't good, Hal. You know, for your health, you should just come to a poker game. Forget the cruise, buddy.
I agree, bud.
Well, thank you very much, Zena, and I will talk to you this weekend.
Hey, guys, thanks a lot. We'll talk to you soon. We appreciate you. Way to go on your radio station. We love it. Best radio station online.
Thank you, bud.
GoldenRadio.com.
Thanks, Zena.
We'll talk to you tomorrow, bud.
Later, guys.